Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March the 4th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up a penny and three quarters, closing at 374 and three quarters. March beans up 4.5 cents, closing at 916. May wheat down a penny and three quarters, closing at 455 and a half. Well, certainly not the day you'd like to see after the president apparently looking at signing a deal on, I think it's March 25th or 27th, the Chinese premier. You know, if they're going to sign a deal, it should be very friendly for these markets. If it doesn't get done for one reason or another, then it's just a disaster. It's kind of that simple out here. The export inspections were lousy, which I think put a little pressure on the grains. 440 on the wheat, 865 on the corn, 843 on the beans, so not good numbers there. The crude oil was down as much as a dollar off its highs. The gold was down 11 bucks. I don't think any of that helped. The stock market's down 218. It certainly doesn't seem like they're too convinced that there's going to be a deal, but maybe it's buy the rumor, sell the fact. Hard to know. But I really want to see this thing move significantly higher. I think we need a signed deal, not just some promises. Apparently, the Chinese may lift the sanctions temporarily on the beans until they get a deal signed. So that would certainly be helpful out here. But corn and wheat just don't seem like they really want to get their act together out here. So I think that's putting some pressure on the grains. And again, the export inspections didn't help. We did see an export sale of 105,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia. Nice to see a new name on the list, but not enough to move the needle at all out here. The weather is still cold and wet in the south. That's going to delay some planting out here. Most likely go into cotton if they can't get it in, or beans. But, you know, I think this market just hacks around until we actually get a deal. You got the funds short 100,000 corn, 50,000 beans. They didn't want to buy it today. You know, I'm not sure what's going to chase them in anytime soon. So I guess the bottom line is we need a deal signed, and until we see that, the market's vulnerable to some breaks. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTS.